Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. We say, like, play the music, and then we.
Yeah, play the music is a rap.
But we're recording.
Welcome to the commitment.
Oh, sorry.
Motherfucker.
Go ahead.
My bad. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, good morning, Vietnam.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. We are three dudes committed to learning, growing through conversation, but it's more like we should be committed into an insane asylum because we got a lot of crazy
Speak
opinions.
For yourself, y'all crazy.
You crazy.
I'm sane as fuck.
That's something a crazy person will say. That's exactly right there.
I agree.
Yeah.
Seeing as I don't know, see how I don't know a crazy person, I can't argue with that.
You just got to go look in the mirror. Okay. That's all you got to do.
It's a short trip.
Yeah, short trip.
What's good though, fellas, man? What's been going on?
Nothing much.
What's new with you, B?
First of all, I want to give a congratulations to LeVar Ball.
Why?
Yeah. All three of his boys are now NBA players.
Oh, shit. When Jello?
Jello just got signed to the Pistons.
Yeah, I want to say it was like two days after.
Wow.
It was like
over the weekend.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was last week sometime, man. All three of them are in the pros, man.
That's dope.
That's fucking amazing.
He manifested that shit. I am a fan of LeVar. Like, when I had been watching and, like, he was getting, like, a lot of flack for being on ESPN and stuff. And there's definitely like two sides of the coin. There has been Brent and my side of the coin, and then Aaron's side of the coin, where
our side of the coin is right.
Yeah.
But you heard me say it. Like, I don't think he's wrong in anything he did. I can't say not anything, but I don't think he's wrong in like what he was trying to accomplish there and why and the way he went about it. I just said I wasn't like a big fan of it because it just felt like at times it felt too fake to me that he was like saying shit that I almost thought he didn't believe. You
know
what I mean?
Well, I think that's the whole point.
Which then later on, like now, that's why I said like, also, who the fuck am I? You know what I'm saying?
I think
like,
he believed everything that he said.
Yeah.
He might.
Into and including beating Jordan 1-on-1.
That was the one that put it over the top. That was the one where I checked out.
But even still, like, I would say some shit like, if I'm him and I need to stay in the media, I would say some stuff like that. I say whatever I got to say for you to keep the limelight on me and my boys.
Fair enough.
I need them to get as much attention as possible because I have a goal. Was he pro? He went pro, right?
He went pro.
He played football.
He played pro football for a hot minute.
If I need to keep my legacy going. I know I've got three boys that are great at basketball. I've trained them up. We've done all this stuff. He's had hardships. He has, you know, issues with his wife.
And he fucking did it, goddammit.
Yeah. The one thing that like I'm thinking about now as we're talking about it that I never really realized, and this is maybe why everything seems so like a lot of his shit seemed accidental to me, but then after the fact you're like, damn, was it? Or this not? Because I'm also wondering like what he basically did was learn that attention is like crazy valuable.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Like crazy valuable.
That's the ultimate currency.
To where the point of where I heard somebody talk about this the other day. They were saying where there's random stories. You've probably seen them on some of the basketball pages. I've seen them on like Instagram pages and shit like that. There's dudes getting like college offers or little like development league offers or random stuff off of like highlight videos or off of a decent amount of videos that they've put out on the internet. And it's like, these are the same. These dudes have always been whatever level of good that they are, but because they are able to get attention of and get people to watch them like putting in work and busting somebody's ass, putting up a certain amount of points in the league and this and that, then it gives them new opportunity.
Yeah, highlight reels are gold.
And I think it's almost like at first, I couldn't tell whether or not he was realizing that all the other attention that he was bringing on, like it does seem like it was purposeful to a degree that he was like, I'm going to bring on whatever kind of attention just so that people constantly are looking at and watching my boys so then maybe that they can get an opportunity. But it's also a weird thing where it's like, damn, if he didn't do that, would they not? Or are they that nice that they were going to make it regardless? Or is it a combination of both?
I think they probably would have made it regardless, but the extra attention probably helped a bit. Helped and also hurt a little
bit. Yeah, if we're going to give him credit, we have to say it did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If we're going to say, like, we're going to clap it up for him, it worked,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, fucking worked, goddammit.
It was him.
Yeah, shout out to LeVar, man.
I'm happy
also,
about it.
Also, I want to, I'm sure y'all probably didn't watch the Errol Spence, Danny Garcia fight, did y'all?
No.
I watched that fight. I want to congratulate Errol Spence on winning, and I owe him an apology.
MMA?
No, it's boxing.
Oh.
I picked I had Errol Spence to win the fight anyway. I pick him wherever, whenever he's fighting anyway. Like I'm a fan of his.
Black dude?
Yeah.
Back to our other conversation. But,
just what I, you know, me. Hey.
He fought Danny Garcia, which is also a really good boxer. And Errol Spence was in that car accident a year ago, and he almost died from. He got thrown from the car and everything. Like it was fucking crazy. And this is his first fight back since then.
Oh shit!
So I felt that listening to him talk, seeing how he moved, like he lost weight and everything. He didn't look or seem right to me. So I didn't think that he was ready, and he didn't have a tune-up fight. Like usually you're off for a while, especially after something like that, you take a little tune-up.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I'm saying, knock the rust off or whatever. But in that first round, within the first minute and a half, I was like, oh, shit, I'll take back everything that I said. This nigga is sharp.
You know what? That's a funny thing. Like, I've never had to condition for sports or anything, but I feel like it's always interesting when I watch athletes they kind of like get counted out whenever they get back into the sport. And I'm like, it looks like it's just muscle memory. You know what I mean? Like they look like people fall back into shit. Like somebody like Tiger Woods, you know what I mean? Like with the time that he took off and then came back and then won and surprised everybody Venus and Serena having the baby.
Yeah. They don't really lose that, man. It's just like the physical ability of doing something.
But I feel like, I'm not talking shit about you, but I feel like people like discredit them like when they go through stuff and then they come back and like, oh shit, I didn't know he was gonna do it. Like,
well,
yeah, but like
my thing is because he seemed too different to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like his, like I said, like he lost weight. His he looks like he speaks a little slower than he did before.
I see what
so
you're
I kind of felt like his mind wasn't all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that crash may have some lasting effects on
him. Yeah, probably does.
I wasn't sure that he was boxing shape ready.
But you know, probably a good coach was able to navigate around that. You know what I mean? His
corner knew that he was ready, and he was fucking.
But that's what I mean, like,
because he went in there, he tore Danny ass apart.
The team that he has probably is like, okay, well, we need to adjust how we're training him to do this way. Just like somebody getting injured and watching them like have to adapt to their injury.
Yeah, maybe.
You've seen you'll have to watch the special. But what's the one quarterback that just came back from the crazy leg stuff?
Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm. If you watch that, you still haven't watched it, right?
Watch what?
The little 30 for 30 or whatever about him getting. It's insane, man. Like, he snapped his leg or whatever.
Yeah, I know what happened. Yeah, he broke his leg, like, very bad.
A 30 for 30 will make you care about somebody.
For sure.
They're good. Those are produced really, really well.
They got the music and the voices that, like, they can almost say or be talking about anything and try to make somebody cry.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just
right?
Dope.
Right?
Yeah.
I watched it.
But, no, he with all the surgeries and stuff like that he had to do to repair the leg, he just kept getting like these unheard of infections.
Damn.
And all this wild shit.
Yeah, he
to
had
where
a real, real
he
tough
has
road,
like
man.
Huge chunks missing out of his leg now, and he's back starting and balling. He had like, didn't he just throw for like 500 yards or something crazy?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's back starting and balled out and shit with like basically half a calf now.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
In that same vein of sports, so as of today, the OSU isn't playing Michigan.
Yeah, that game got canceled.
So
what?
Doesn't that
yeah, Michigan
God
canceled, man?
Damn it,
so
I didn't even see that.
I had a feeling that was gonna happen.
Yeah, everybody, didn't you have the conspiracy theory
there,
that
hey,
if
that
could, they didn't
that one could
play,
make some sense because Michigan is tired of getting pounded.
No, but didn't you have a conspiracy theory? Wasn't you? Oh no, my broker, he said he had a conspiracy theory that Michigan wasn't going to play just so that way OSU couldn't make it.
Yeah, we can't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, that makes sense too. Yeah.
So that was his conspiracy theory.
No,
so now he was just proving
right.
Hey,
man, they can't beat us on the field, so I mean, might as well do that. Keep us out the playoffs.
So they can still play in the playoffs then.
No, they suck.
No, they suck.
Oh, okay.
No, they're ass.
They're just trying to fuck over Ohio State.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the way you said it made it sound like they would screw our season so that way they could have a
chance
to go.
If they had a good season, then maybe.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But they ass.
Yeah,
so.
No, they always want to fuck us over or beat us on their worst season just to wreck
right
our season.
He looked like a coach over here, too. Like,
oh, I forgot I got
the Nike hat matching and everything. You look like got the headphones on, looking like a coach.
Did you see the dude on Ohio State got shot in the face a couple weeks ago and then was playing like a week later?
No.
One of the cats on defense got I think it's defense got shot in the face and played like a week and a certain amount of days later.
Damn.
What kind of caliber bullet was it?
I don't know. Well, it definitely made me question, like, hold on, did he get grazed? Was it like, I don't know.
But you, actually, if you get shot with a .22, Like, obviously, it's a fucking bullet, but they're a lot weaker. So, actually, when I got my CCW, we were doing the classes, and we go to shoot these guns. This girl goes in there. She has this gun. It's a 22. It looks dope, but then the instructor like shit on her gun, and I was like, in front of everybody, he was like, yeah, we, because he's an ex cop. He was like, yeah, we would never worry about when we got shot with those. We had one guy that got shot in the head, and he just kind of went over to the side and pulled it out of his head. I was cracking up. I was like, he made her gun sound like it was just like this little BB gun. I was like, that's
it,
fucked up.
And dude, it looks like, I wanted to look it up just so I could be factual, and it sounds like, once again, there was a mistake. It was a little bit over a month, it said.
Oh.
But either way, that's still fucking crazy to me. But yeah, it says he got...
Still, get shot in the face?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Did it do damage?
That's what I'm looking at now to see, like, damn, it was here on Chittenden Ave. So I thought it was, like, maybe
speaking
something.
Of getting shot, have y'all followed the case of the Columbus, the black dude that got shot unarmed?
Uh-uh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I seen the little, like, I seen a decent amount of posts about it, but all I saw was, like...
I've been waiting.
All the different stories, but I didn't see, like... No, of course, I don't think there's any video or any random shit yet,
I don't
right?
think so. There's a protest supposed to happen on the 12th. This week, yeah. But, so, like... I kind of want to talk about that a little bit.
Let's stay on that then, instead of getting into what we was getting to. This episode can be on that.
I wanted to kind of talk about, I've been conditioned now to want to wait for the rest, and like I want more facts in the situation, because I'm afraid to make an opinion now about things, and you want to stand so righteous on. You know, the things that happen because you hear what happens, right?
Right.
But then you get into the mode of, well, am I going to be on the wrong side of history with my opinion? You know what I mean?
You're telling me nothing. In my situation, I really got to, like, be easy. I mean,
I'm like, I'm not giving credit to either side, but I'm damn sure not trying to make an opinion. I try to stay away from the stories until I can hear
minimal details.
His name is Casey Goodson Jr.
And I didn't want to be like, obviously, I wasn't going to form an opinion like, oh, well, he was a criminal. That would never fucking come out of my mouth, first of all. Like, I want to get that clear. But the other thing is...
I didn't even hear none of that shit this time.
Yeah.
Even if he was a criminal.
I don't even want to go there.
He had a record, he was walking into his house carrying food.
Anytime they say shot in the back, it's definitely like, what? Hold on, like, in the back? Like, what? Why are you shooting somebody that's walking away?
Yeah.
That's where it gets weird.
The hard part is always... trying to deflect, I guess, people who have those opinions, like, what was he doing? Or like when you get into those conversations, it's like, I think that's probably why I stayed away from it, because I didn't want to get a part of any of those conversations.
I think you're a super good person to have a lot of these conversations with, though, because you said you basically, in a lot of ways, do support a lot of the different movements and all that, but you also support police to a degree.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you have that thought off the bat of like, hold on, I want information, I want
to
know.
Yeah, because I don't like to be, I hate lumping everybody in one thing. Yeah. And I don't want to say all police are bad. I've met a lot of great cops. And to say all cops are bad for me, it's just still disrespectful, because I don't like when people say all blacks are XYZ. Like, so it really tugs at me when you get into those conversations. You can want police reform, you can want all these things, but you don't have to attack individually every single officer. Just the same way that you can want gang violence to stop and drugs to stop, but not every single black person is selling drugs or in a gang.
For sure.
So,
but every single black person sells drugs and is in a gang. In the eyes of the police officers, you said you are defending.
I'm not defending.
You really feel like that, like kind of about like all cops be?
No, not all cops, but the majority of them.
But that's the thing, though. When you say it like that, you are putting every single one.
They do that to us. We all fit
again.
In the fucking
you're saying they, and you're putting them all into one. And
they
do
the same thing to us. We're all criminals. Fit a description.
I will agree
what
that things happen.
What threat did Casey pose holding Subway sandwiches going home?
I have no clue.
Did he get into a shootout with the cops and still take his food home? Is that what happened?
But there's another officer
that's
in a patrol car, not in that situation, that would not have made that decision.
And why was no body cam footage?
You're asking me questions that I haven't even began to research, because I don't want to get into that.
Nah, bro, that shit is dirty.
Yeah. Flat. I'm not saying that it's not dirty. I'm saying that not every single cop is like that. That's just, I can't say that.
These good cops need to speak up and do something.
That I agree with. That's a
them
fact.
Them sitting back being silent, they're complicit.
For sure.
They're just as bad as the motherfuckers that's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and
I
also
don't know if they're just as bad. The only reason I'll poke in on that, I don't know if they're just as bad because I feel like sometimes we don't know, like, what they feel like they're risking by speaking out sometimes.
No, they're risking their jobs. I get it.
It's a brotherhood.
I know why. I don't even know why cops don't speak up.
But have you ever told them the drug dealer?
Who?
Have you ever told them somebody that was selling drugs?
No. Why would I do that?
Same reason. That's the same mentality as, like, that I would feel like a cop would have.
It's not the same mentality.
Why isn't it?
What's wrong with selling drugs?
It's illegal.
It's illegal. That's the only thing. Right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
There's no moral grounds with selling drugs, right? It's just illegal.
I would say depending on the drug, it's hurting people. If depending on the drug.
The people are doing the drug regardless. They're going to do that regardless. If that drug dealer is not there, they're going to get it from somebody else. It's illegal to sell drugs. So other than illegal, there's nothing wrong.
Well, hold on. Then let me ask the question differently. I think what he's saying in general is, have you snitched on anybody for any reason on legal action?
No.
So that's what he's saying. So you don't do that even on a stranger, but you want someone to do it that has like some kind of somewhat feeling of a family or brotherhood with their cops. I don't agree with the brotherhood argument.
Oh, I don't either.
Because I feel like if shit is super wrong or whatever, like you gotta be, especially if you're a cop.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna see something, say something.
Yeah, you're deciding that you're a little bit different than the average citizen. I feel like
drug dealers aren't killing people in cold blood either.
But hold on, you're going back to just drug dealers. I was saying like maybe that was a bad comparison because you have a personal reason why you don't think what they're doing is bad. I'm saying if you legit know, like I think you're the type of person, or what you're saying is, even if it was something like just violence on somebody, you're not snitching, right? You're not gonna go tell or you haven't, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I've never been in that situation.
I got you. But I get what he's saying by that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say that they're so
wrong.
I just
feel like you knew drug dealers. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I use that example.
I don't know any drug dealers.
You a goddamn lie.
I don't. It's a goddamn
lie. I don't. We'll skip past that shit. So I don't want to incriminate nobody, but you a goddamn lie.
But at the same at the same time, I see what he's saying. I see that he's saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very hard for somebody on the outside to understand or to get that you're saying, hey, speak up on this, say, but not speak up here. Mm-hmm. It's like then you're just choosing your train of thought. I think
you can't compare a cop shooting people to a drug dealer.
He said the drug dealer. I said just in general, anything. Even if you saw violence inflicted on somebody else, somebody hurt, raped, this, that, whatever, like, any of that.
I'm just talking about snitching in general.
Snitching is what he really meant to say.
Okay, listen. First of all, you're not snitching if you are a civilian. The only time you are a snitch is if you are inside the drug game and you tell on someone else selling drugs. That's a snitch. If you live by the street code and you tell on someone, you're a snitch. Neither one of us live in the streets. Mm-hmm. We are civilians.
But what if
not snitching?
But what if you're just snitching on the house next door to you? They sell drugs and you report them or call them. That's snitching, right?
No, we're not. We're not in the street game.
What's it called?
We're not in the street game.
Yeah, then what is it?
We don't live by code. We don't live by the same code.
Answer Brandon's
the streets
question,
do.
What's it called?
It's called trying to I don't know.
My point where I agree with Aaron is
technically not snitching. Like, if you
so
see,
you
if you see
then?
Your neighbor kill someone and you call the police officer, you call the cops. Are you snitching?
I'm sticking with the drugs.
Are you snitching though?
If we're sticking with, I'm sticking with drugs.
Why are you so fixated on drugs?
Because you are. You
brought them up. I never said nothing about them.
I brought up that because, like, I knew people who sold drugs.
I don't.
You a goddamn lie. Say it again. You a motherfucking lie. Aaron.
I don't.
Yeah, we all do. We all have our faults in our lives because of where we grew up.
At one point in our lives, sure. I don't know any drug dealers today.
Okay. Maybe. All right. I'll agree. I'll concede that. I still think you a goddamn lie. But I do know people who still sell drugs to this day. But I have not told on them. You know what I mean? Like, I was about to say something. I had a story I was about to go into, but I ain't going into it.
Fuck it. No stories.
But I feel like when you're in that position and you're part of it. Like, I wasn't at this point, at the point I'm talking about, I wasn't selling any drugs. And when I could have, at this point that I'm speaking of specifically, I was in it, right? But I wouldn't have said anything. If an officer had came to me and wanted to know, like, who was the one that was, you know, that was holding or whatever, I still wouldn't have said anything. And I can understand that mindset being in a police department to the point, up until the point where then I have to realize that we have to hold them to a higher standard. So I definitely 100% feel like these officers need to talk about these other officers because it makes all of them look bad. All I'm saying was, when you're lumping them all together, I feel like that's how they're looking at us, and or that's how you're making them see like they're looking at us.
That's
and I don't
how they've
them,
always looked at us.
I just don't. I've not felt that from a lot of officers that I've interacted with. Is all
you
I'm saying.
You are speaking from your personal experience.
What else can I speak from?
I'm not speaking from my experience. I'm speaking from the experience of a black man in America in general.
How can you speak of, you know, you're not every black man in America.
I'm not. But I'm speaking from that perspective. If over the years, like, come on, we all fucking know what they've been doing to us. This ain't fucking new. It's just more cameras today. They've been doing this shit for years.
There have been, yes. And
always lump us into, you look like a suspect.
I've fit many a description in my day.
And that's even happened to me before. I've been stopped by cops for that reason. Fit a description of who?
Many times for me. And I understand what you're saying. I just don't agree with going along that same mindset. Like, I'm not, just because I'm getting lumped into a group doesn't mean that I should then lump everyone else in the group. I just don't feel like that. Why perpetuate
it's
that?
It's not dangerous when we say that all cops are bad.
Why isn't it?
Because we
you
don't.
Haven't
we
seen,
don't we
haven't seen these cops being attacked?
How many? You could count on one hand, can't you?
I don't know.
That don't make it not dangerous.
You can count
though.
On one hand.
That don't make it not dangerous, though.
They're the danger. Listen. We looking at cops as all cops are bad. There's no real danger in that. But cops looking at us like we are all criminals, that's fucking dangerous.
It's more dangerous. I'll agree that it's more dangerous.
Yeah. But when you make statements as of all cops are bad,
we've
then,
always looked at cops as all cops are bad.
Which is funny
because of our experience, the black experience with police officers has jaded the way that we look at police officers.
I grew up like that until I had one of my best friends growing up. Their dad was a cop, and even though I didn't really talk to him all that much, it changed my perspective on cop. I only had the perspective from people saying it. Really, I never had an experience with a cop. Well, at that point in my life, I never had an experience with a cop where I felt like all of them were bad. I only heard it, like, quote unquote, through the grapevine. When I got older and kind of closer to end of middle school, I remember this one cop that was always on in our area that his last name started with a G. And I feel like he was always messing with people, right? And so, like, he individually was the problem. But I didn't hold every single cop to that same thing where, like, oh, everybody, every cop is like him. And I had experiences individually with cops that were good and some that were bad.
I know.
Only bad because I fit the description, but it wasn't bad like something happened to me.
Yeah, so let me ask you that. B, have you had many, like, decent experiences with police? You have? Okay.
Yeah, I have. Every experience I've had with a cop wasn't bad. There have been a few of them, yeah, that were unnecessary, that was uncalled for. But the majority, they've all been straight. I know that not all cops are bad. But if you got these cops that are doing this type of shit and nobody's doing nothing about it, nobody's saying nothing, and I get why they're not just saying nothing, because I heard maybe like a couple months ago, a cop spoke up about another cop doing some bad shit, and that cop lost his job. Or some shit like that happened.
Well,
I understand that, but like, goddamn, dog, like, where's your fucking morals at?
My thoughts.
Everything you just said is 100% what I'm saying, and I agree with everything what you're just saying. Only thing I didn't agree with is that you're saying when you that it's okay to classify every single one in that category as the same because they do it to you, and I just don't agree with that.
The fuck, we supposed to do?
I don't know. I really don't have an answer for that.
The change has to come from them.
Yeah.
They're the ones that need to change.
It does
not
have
us.
To come for them. I 100% agree with that. You're not saying anything I don't agree with. other than lumping them all together.
I know. I'm not trying to lump them all together. I'm saying like
that was my only point.
But I'm just saying like God damn, man.
For like any of the other races of police, do you feel like they're doing a good enough job of speaking out, like black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever? Do you feel like they're doing a good enough job?
I've never seen an Asian
out?
Cop.
I thought there was one in I thought there was an Asian dude in the one.
You're right.
Either in George Floyd
George
or
George Floyd. I think that dude was Asian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that back. That's one.
Do you? Well, I'm not even saying like that they have to be involved in the incident. I'm just saying a cop, especially that is like not one of the races or is black, but especially if they're even, I think even more so if they're not either race, to really not like have a dog in the fight, basically, yeah, for lack of a better term. Do you feel like they should be doing more to speak? Do you feel like everybody else kind of should be doing more to speak up?
I think every cop should be doing more to speak up.
I feel like every cop that honors the badge and takes their job serious and really mean to serve and protect need to do something about this. Or every cop that stands for humanity.
Today was the first time that I thought legit to myself, like, I am not sure cops really need to have guns.
Interesting.
Cops in England don't.
It was the first time I really like, really maybe like legit like thought that.
What brought that?
Seeing some of the stuff like it was a combination of things. So the two videos over time that have like, damn it, now this makes me wish I would have sent it to y'all. So it was the stuff that we talked about before I kind of mentioned just a little bit when you guys first got here. There's a movie coming out and it's all based around a cop shooting or whatever. And it's a father and son get pulled over, black father and son get pulled over by, it looks like, two white cops. And then
I feel like I've seen this preview a long time ago.
It may be old. Like, it's a Spike Lee movie, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing
and
that.
And the dude from Power is maybe a cop in it or something. He's not the main character. I know that. Or it didn't seem like the main character. But let's see. Yeah, I have right here this dude, Amari.
Mm-hmm.
Amari Hardwick.
Yep. And then the movie, I want to say.
Yeah, that's been in the works.
Yeah. But
since.
Shooting it was. A dude that I'm cool with has been on my podcast, and I kind of talk a lot back and forth with on social media a little bit, play ball with, all this and that, whatever. He had posted that clip, and he put, like, this is what I'm on 1,000. And I think he was saying, like, if this was to happen and I get pulled up, somebody shoots my son or whatever, like, I'm going to be on some wild shit about it too. And then he also reposted, I came across on somebody else's page. He then also posted another new shooting, which I should pull that up too. But there's another one that is maybe in Ohio, but not in Columbus. I had to look real quick. But anyhow, but that watching that preview hits me hard because I see the dude like, getting very upset or whatever about it being his son.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we talked about before, when we had the conversation about race and why I don't like the same thing that you're saying about cops, about like generalizing all white people are this. And all white people are bad or fuck white people, whatever, is kind of the same thing you were saying about the cops, because then it makes me feel like it's kind of like you said, danger. Mm-hmm. Like, is it creating some kind of danger or whatever? Well, when I saw, like, when I'm watching this video and I see the dude fearful and then actually see something happen to his son and lose his son and all that, whatever, it of course reminds me, that's what all of our kind of like issues are and why we get so deep into these conversations or these issues or and want to see change in that, is because on every side somebody is like feeling some type of fear, you know what I mean, and it really fucks with whatever side. And when I saw that with him going through it with his son or whatever, like, that shit like made me want to tear up watching the
emotion behind it.
Yeah, the preview of the movie, because I see this dude like hurting over like losing his son or whatever. And then, do you remember the video that was during some of the protests where the dude was telling the young kid, he said, like, we have to do something different because what we're doing isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad was doing this, or I don't even say my dad, or he said, like, the people before me were doing this. Your dad is out here doing this, because the dude was out there with his son. And you guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, but
it makes me wish I would have showed both of you. I just thought because they were bigger videos that you already seen. But anyways, the dude, like the one dude, it's a dude that's out there with his son, and he's like roughly 50s or something. The son is like 16. Because this is real. This ain't a movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is like I said, at some protest or whatever. And then the dude that like interjects and like is like the main focus of the video, he says he's like 30, 35-ish or something like that, 31. But he says, like, hey, you see, like, your dad has been dealing with this forever at his age. I'm out here protesting. Like, I've dealt with this my whole life. You're now out here at 60. Like, we have to find a different way to make some change. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think he was, it sounded like, because he kept saying, like, this ain't the way. I don't know if people were, like, actually, like, rioting or doing, break, busting something up or something like that. It sounded like he was kind of telling them, like, there's a better way to do this or something like that. But the thing that was just hard is, like, you see the dude start breaking down as he's telling the kid that or whatever. And you see everybody around, like, kind of wants to break down because it's just, like, it means a lot to everybody. Everybody realizes and feels real fucked up about what's going on and about the shootings and shit like that. And it's just, it's just a super emotional thing where those have been two of the most things, like, that made me understand how big, like, if I feel that emotion watching that not being black, what that feels like, I can't even imagine for you guys or for the people in the video, you know what I mean, whatever, on that end of things. And that's just, it's something that now I'm also even, like, just even more thinking about with the fear. And then I see shit that just happened today and people get shot in the back. And that's, it's like, it's something definitely has to give.
Yeah.
But to the note that he was saying with, like, and you guys are talking about, like, with the snitching or the cops or this and that, whatever, telling each other. The thing that I know that's hard that I thought about on the flip side of that is, like, I also wonder with some of these cops, they feel like they maybe have other things that are not in the same lane that they also don't want out, that these other cops know about them. Little dirty shit that they do here and little shit that they're not doing that they are. Like, I feel like when you think about a workplace, because at the end of the day, this is their job.
Yeah.
I think at a workplace, there's a lot of people that aren't doing all the shit that they should be doing.
Which, fuck them, is my feeling on that.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just wondering.
I'm like, just saying, like, if you're doing if you're doing something dirty inside of there, I mean, shit, your shit need to get exposed.
Yeah, you gotta get up out of there too. But that's what I'm saying. A lot of them might not be saying that because they might be dirty in a different way.
Yeah. That's a good point. But still, I just feel like I can't give a pass.
No passes.
It doesn't, like, I guess full stop. Like, if you're a cop in that situation and you don't speak out about it, you know what I mean? I don't have respect to give. Like, I'm 100% in agreement with Brent when it comes to those officers that know about anything that they need to speak up, because if they want to be held in a higher regard, then they have to act in a higher regard.
Right. And I feel like that's kind of something that I'm realizing that at times I didn't really think about, but now I'm thinking about, like, I do feel like they should be held to a higher standard for sure. But I'm realizing now with that tangent I got on talking about the two videos, I didn't get to what actually I was getting at, that you said
the guns.
Why did I feel like the guns might not be the best idea, is because if they have any other way, and maybe it's just because, and that's why I almost want to just have this conversation with a cop. You know what I mean? To be like, hey, do you for sure feel like you have to have a gun? It has to be a gun. It can't be anything else. Because I just wonder, like, why are we so good with what the tool that they use in those situations being something that we know very easily can just be the end of the life for that person?
Well, for me, being not a cop and a gun owner, I feel that I can't bring my fist to a gunfight, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that situation, how do you
if you're gonna allow citizens to carry guns, I mean, you kind of have to arm the cops.
I mean, we're not changing the Constitution, you know. So
which blows my fucking mind every time I think about it. The Constitution was invented when 1712 or some shit.
So, like,
1760 or some shit.
But you understand the argument behind why we shouldn't give up our gun rights, right? Like, you do or you don't?
But,
like, you
citizens?
Like, you disagree with that, or you agree with, like, you think we should or we shouldn't be allowed to have guns?
I actually don't know.
I got you.
Yeah, you know what?
I haven't thought about it.
I really had tried to, like, put thought into it, and I have not come up with, like, a definitive answer on myself either.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe we shouldn't be allowed to carry in public.
But the hard part is,
that's a gray area. Yeah.
The hard part is, criminals don't care about laws. So it's like, if I'm following the law and somebody wants to come and hold me up with their gun, I'm like, oh man, sure wish I would have fucking had my gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, or something.
What makes you think having your gun would no make it
clue.
Any different?
Yeah. No or clue.
Or any better.
Yeah. Honestly,
what if he got his shit on you and you pull your shit out?
Honestly, I've thought about like being in a situation where if somebody were to rob me, I would probably try to give them whatever I had. And then when they would go to run away or leave, I would pull out my gun and shoot them.
And then I think
and you get arrested.
That's all I say. I think you can get charged for murder.
That'd be murder.
I know. I know. I've thought about it. I really have thought about that. Like, I don't know what the fuck I would do. The only thing that I feel about, like, having my gun is I do feel safer.
Yeah. It's an illusion.
It is an illusion. For sure it's an illusion. I've never been in a fucking gunfight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't watch movies and think Wild Wild West, like, I'm going to pull my shit out real quick.
John Wick.
Yeah, like, I have no... I have no skill set of that sort. So,
you know,
like,
I mean, you know what's wild? Like, they'll give you, like, you can get a license to carry a gun, but if you use it, you're getting arrested.
Yeah. They have insurance for that, if you know.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, if you use it?
For people who carry guns, there's insurance. So that way, they tell you, like, what to do if you do shoot your gun, when you're allowed to pull it out. Like, if you do, like, call them right away, like, it's just a team of lawyers. You just pay a monthly fee. It decides on how much insurance you have, so that way when something does happen, or if you're in a situation where it happens, they'll talk on your behalf. You don't answer, just like having a personal lawyer.
So you got a lawyer from the NRA, basically?
They're not from the NRA.
That's what it sounds like.
Mm-mm. Man, I saw a funny video that I think was like two of these dudes one time that they were like, yeah, we are such and such and such and such from this law firm. They were like, and if you get in this situation and you start getting questioned, we just want to tell you, shut the fuck up. And then they were like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then they were like, and then
those
if
two
this,
lawyer dudes.
Yeah, and then they were
yeah,
like,
I've
and
seen
then
that.
If they, and then
they were
if
smoking
they go,
weed and everything.
Yeah.
They were like, and then if it goes this way, still shut the fuck up. And then if in we're here, shut the fuck up. Like, just let us handle it. But no, I think early on in being an adult, I really did hear a lot of people saying, like, why do we have to have guns, this and that. And I kind of was like,
when I was a kid, I hated them.
I was kind of understanding a little bit. And then I got a little bit older, and then I kind of started understanding the other side of, like, okay, yeah, I do understand why we got to, especially like what it's in there for based off of the Constitution or whatever, where they're saying if we need to rise up against the government or whoever, like, you know, whatever situation, but especially that. And then, but then I started telling people when I would have those conversations, I was like, man, you really think like, handguns and this and that is going to mean something if the government really is fighting against us, against civilians? Like, they can come around with tanks and drones and this and that. Like, what are we going to do with our ARs, man, and our
when it comes to stuff like
be
that
better than nothing.
no for sure, but that then that just turned into a different, like, I've went through all these like different evolutions of trying to understand, and I'm kind of on the same page as y'all. Like,
how many,
I can't say whether we should or shouldn't.
What percentage of people do you think could actually kill someone? Shoot a gun and kill someone.
A
like
large
what,
percentage.
What percentage?
I don't think it's large.
Of the United States?
Just the United States. Yeah, just the United States.
I'm probably at least 70%.
Really?
If not more.
You think 70% of people feel like they could pull a trigger on someone and kill them?
Mm-hmm. I give like 35 to 40.
Wow.
I'd say about 70.
Because I give like 20.
I would go on the low end. I would not have. I wouldn't imagine. I would go with you. Like, I would look at like a third of the United States, because we have a lot of military, we have a lot of gun carriers, but I don't know if we have a lot of people who within the United States has that. I guess we got to talk about like who it registers.
People
so it's
assume,
not the entire United
people
States.
People assume
like
they know how they would
million.
React in these situations.
Yeah.
That's what people forget, is people forget that when a crazy situation goes down, you don't always act so brave as you think you would when you're dreaming it up in your head.
That's exactly what I was just saying about like getting held up. Like, I don't know what the fuck I would do. Even like having my gun on me, I still don't know.
That's the reason why my number is 70%.
Why?
Because you don't have a plan going into these unknown situations. So you have something on you, you react a certain way because you feel like you have this on you. Okay, I got this. What the fuck am I carrying it for if I can't use it? This is the perfect time to kill this motherfucker. This is a perfect time to shoot somebody. Yeah. All right, bam. Mm-hmm.
But
there it is.
But you just went through. Yeah. You just went through a process in your head that most of the time in those situations, that time ain't there.
Yeah.
That process. No, that process in my head isn't like on the spot.
Yeah.
This is like something you're thinking about every day you carry that motherfucker.
But I'm saying the situation happens on the spot though.
Yeah.
I think
and
I would
in
be
in that moment. I don't know if.
But you already have that thought in your head because you got it on you.
Yeah, I think I would.
So
be
that
angry.
Thought is a possibility. Yeah. You don't know how you're gonna react,
but
you know you know what you can do.
I'm capable of shooting him.
Yeah, I was going to give my, like, 35% to 40, whatever. I was going to say, like, 25% of those are the people that I think you mentioned, like, of, like, cops, it's not military people, people yeah. that would really, like, just, they would know how to react. They yeah. would, they almost prepare for it or have prepared for it, whatever. But then I think the other little percentage are people that would almost do it accidental or scared.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that big a percentage that are the ones that you're saying that would think it out, be a regular ass citizen, and think it out and pull it out and boom.
Well, my question
like,
was,
I don't.
My question
I
was,
don't.
My
I
question
do.
Was based on 70%. Anarchy. My question was based on anarchy. Like, if we got to the point where I don't even I wouldn't even understand how like what that would look like. But if we got to the point where
we'd probably
we had to
lose.
Like quote unquote rise up. I'm talking about those the how many of people would do you think would be?
I think
like,
more people would shoot in that situation.
You know what? I don't think we would lose because all it would take is to take over the White House.
Yeah.
And there's mad niggas in D.C. I think once you get a nice hold on the White House, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but like, I don't like those statements, all it would take. I don't know all that.
I don't know how, like, I don't know how that would play out. Like,
nah, no, honestly, I don't see it working out for the citizens.
At all. Like, I don't know how that would play out. At that, you're then going to what? Develop a new government? Develop a new bylaw system?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just don't see that happening.
There needs to be a new constitution.
I had a conversation with somebody who is a constitutionalist, and I feel like it's so old that people get so stuck on it that I'm just like, things change. Like, yeah, but these are the set of foundation.
The,
blah, blah, blah.
The
like,
constitution needs to change. I'll just give you one reason why it should change. Because when the constitution was created, it was not created for black people. We weren't considered humans when the Constitution was made. We were like cattle. We were possessions.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Constitution was made, it wasn't made with me and him in mind.
Right.
It was made for y'all. People look like you. And the new Constitution needs to be made for everyone. Like this country is full of
it's a melting pot.
A bunch of different races.
Yeah.
That's the term I was looking for. It's a melting pot of a bunch of different races. And if we're going to have a progressive country, we have to change the Constitution.
You know what's crazy is we were a nation of immigrants at the time of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So, and I wonder how like
it was
got
more
to the
of
point.
Them.
I know, but
that's how.
But that's funny though because they were
it was more of
they
them.
They were
that's
immigrants
how.
And they created like
yeah.
a quote unquote white culture.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
white culture is colonizing.
But yeah. honestly, that's kind of the reason I think like. I don't know if tell me if you guys agree with this because some of the thing that I've realized over the past few years that's really like tripped me out is like there is some really good shit that was laid in there in the groundwork. You know what I mean? Like the fact
I mean, lots of foundations have good groundwork.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like the fact that we've made it this far are like the way our society did grow to be like one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful in some ways in the world from some shit that a decent amount of dudes, you know what I mean, drew up and came together over here in the land that we just came to or people mm-hmm. came to whatever it's there's a lot of like growth and a lot of good shit that has came from that. There's a lot of bad shit too. Not
I mean there's always good and bad.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is like I wonder if because of the fact that they had it does seem like they had a decent amount of different perspectives like interjecting and say, oh no, we can't do this because of this
it's
or
been
all this
very
stuff.
Bad though. It just became decent for us about 50-60 years ago.
Understandable.
Like it's been a whole lot of bad. Like even when
but,
slavery
but I
was
wonder,
abolished,
is that? But you think that's constitutional, or you think that's
yes?
The, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was gonna say I didn't know if it's the people that like just carry out. I mean, the people in government, the people more than it is that groundwork.
They're working within the rights of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Constitution. That old piece of paper needs to be modified.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Like, what do you guys know parts specifically? Because I don't, like, I'm not a Constitution dude. I'm not a history class and government and all
well,
that was like shit.
I will tell you. The one main part in the Constitution, all men being created equal, We weren't considered men. So if all men are created equal, they're talking about Caucasians. They're not talking about black people. They're not talking about Mexicans, Indians. They're talking about Caucasians. Everybody who wasn't Caucasian wasn't considered human.
Right, but so what do you change it to now or whatever that you're saying?
I don't know what they would put into it. Maybe put
Americans?
Put specific races in there. Maybe do that.
What do you mean?
Maybe not use specific races, because that would just
maybe probably, all Americans.
Well,
I think the action needs to be behind the word. I think the phrase
is fine. That's what I'm saying.
I think
saying.
The action, needs
that's
to.
What I'm
we
saying.
We weren't even considered citizens.
Yeah, but I feel like.
But we have to talk about now if we're talking about changing it for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
something's got
to
be changed.
The mindset and the actions have to be there.
That's what I was getting at. Like, is it the people and the actions of the people more so than this? Because I don't know enough about it to know, like, oh, no, this certain part of it is still fucking this up. This certain part of it is doing this. I know that it did before, like what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it was said all men, but it really didn't include all men.
Yeah.
So I think, it was fucked.
Yeah, they did that shit. It was like, all men are created equal, and they looked at each other like. Give each other a wink like, we know what we're talking about.
What we were, this kind of like relates a little bit, I guess, what we were talking about before, and I can't remember the topic, damn it. We had a large race conversation, another podcast. And I think a lot of this ties into that one. So I'm not going to like try to rehash a whole bunch of stuff, but the part where when.
No, you can rehash it because it's always relevant.
Well, like when you remember when you and I were talking about how there's I'm trying to remember how we said it. Getting the pushback from white people about what we want to change or what we want different and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That kind of ties into like stuff in the Constitution. It's like when we want certain things or want things different, I need you to hear what we're saying, not push back on, oh, well, in the Constitution, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like certain things need to change or need to be adapted or need to be put in place or adhere to the way that it was written and applied to us. Like it was written in the way to quote unquote include, even though the Good Boy Club still existed and like with the wink, like you're talking about
that wink.
So if we could then move forward like it's designed to do, I mean the Constitution was designed to grow. It was designed to evolve.
I don't think it was.
No, but it was designed that way. It's the problem is quote unquote people in power that are surrounded by it.
I don't think the people who wrote the Constitution were progressive. At all. Not even a little bit.
If you look at the history of around the people who are the founding fathers, I do believe that it was written to be progressive. But
you think they were happy when slavery was abolished?
Well, I think, are you saying because of what I'm thinking, like how they were trying to get out from under the royalty, the royal and what was going on in England in a way that you would say like other you guys or whoever would be trying to get out from under them over or us over here. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what he's getting at. It's like they were trying to find a way to deal with people like controlling them and holding them down.
Yeah, it was
like,
written towards the end of slavery.
And they wanted to go over there and control shit themselves.
Yeah, they wanted to do it a different way.
It wasn't progressive. It was there. You can't convince me that the Constitution was made with progressive minds.
At the time it was written,
not at all.
I mean, it was towards the end of slavery. It was a lot of progressiveness going on for that time, and it made you probably feel like you can't relate it to today, which is why you feel like it wasn't written like that. But for the time that it was written, it was a progressive thing. I mean, it's too hard to get into like the history and the time that we have right now, but the way that it was written was progressive.
It was progressive just because it wasn't staying with the status quo, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of reasons, but
I'm saying to dumb it down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's neither here nor there. I guess the main topic is we get off track a lot.
I think both of y'all are wrong, by the way.
That's fine.
About what?
About
I mean,
it
I'm
being
fine.
Progressive.
Well, I'm not.
If you go look at the founding,
is, I'm saying,
if you
I
look at the founding fathers' political views back then,
it's not progressive when they say every man is created equal. Then they have people in this country that they don't consider humans. That's not progressive.
What is progressive for that time is that it wasn't specifically talking about.
You can't
about,
say progressive and for that time in the same sentence because you have to. It can't be both. It has to be one or the other.
If
you're making something for that time, you're not thinking about 20, 40, 50, 100 years from then. No, you're thinking about right.
I don't know how you.
I think that's exactly what it is. Be progressive means moving forward, like you're trying to move.
I know
away
the definition
from,
of the word.
So then, why do you think that's not the same?
Yeah, because it's not.
How do you think you can't live in the 1700s and think about the technology that we would have had today in the year 2000?
That's not what they were doing. You can't tell me that it was progressive. Like I just told you why.
So
we weren't considered humans. Yeah, we were in this country.
We were considered a lesser vote. And that had to be changed.
We were considered cattle.
And
but we were human beings. We were men. We were women. Yeah. We were children. But we weren't considered human beings.
Neither were women, basically.
Well, white women?
Women, period. If you go back and you're looking at it, what mattered at that time were white men.
Women were considered.
What then next mattered?
They were considered
were,
a certain way. I understand what you're saying.
But what then mattered next were black men.
They weren't slaves and being sold and auctioned and murdered and shit like that.
No,
no, they weren't.
So
I know that women were held at a lower regard back then.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say.
But they weren't held lower than us.
But it's irrelevant to what your point is.
They were still considered humans.
We
weren't considered humans, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
What you're saying is considered humans is what was considered what they were worth in the vote that black people carried at the time, which is where you're getting that from. It's not necessarily that black people were not considered human.
No, we weren't considered humans.
You have to go back. You have to be able to look at it and specifically.
What was it? What was it? 3/4 of a man? Is that what they called us?
But it was talking about the vote. It wasn't talking about the man, which is where that comes from.
The vote.
Yes. What your vote was worth. That deals with gerrymandering and the district. Like all of that ties in together to what that means and what that represents. It wasn't about you being considered something else. It was what the value of your vote was when it came down to it. So that way they knew that all white people's votes counted. But your vote just didn't count as much because you were because black people were property. So at the same time, it's what you're saying that we weren't
because
considered
we're
humans,
considered
it
property.
Was more, it was more talking
point.
About the vote.
You're talking about some vote. Our vote don't matter because we were property, right?
Right.
We weren't considered humans.
That
goes back to what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but you keep saying like you keep taking it further than what it is, and it wasn't like that. If you're considered a vote, still at that time, women were considered zero vote. So while you're saying like we weren't considered human, yeah, we were still considered a vote though. And that's the only reason where that came
from.
So a
black man had more voting power than a white woman?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Women weren't even allowed to vote.
We weren't either. What are you talking about?
Yes, we were.
When? And when we were slaves?
Yeah, I can Google it or something. This isn't my place to argue. You know what I'm saying?
We could vote when we were slaves.
I don't know.
Go look it up.
About it.
We could vote when we were slaves.
Look it up.
That's what you're telling me.
Look it up.
I'm pulling it up. You guys continue.
We got way off track. We could get back to the argument.
Yeah,
the Constitution was made in 1760 or something. Slavery was abolished in, 1865,
63? Brandon's calling it, man. It says the compromise counted 3 out of every 5. So 3/5 of, I think that's where you came up with that. I've heard from, the JV line and all that. Yeah, yeah. 3 out of every 5 slaves as people, giving the southern states a third more seats in Congress and a third more electoral votes than if slaves had been ignored, but fewer than if slaves and free people had been counted equally.
So that means what?
I told you. It's related to the vote. It wasn't necessarily about the person being human or cattle or whatever, like what you were trying to say. I'm just talking about where that came from was talking about the vote that the weight of the vote that they carried. It
and
wasn't
our,
about
and
what
our
they
votes
were considered.
Didn't matter because we were considered what?
The vote did matter. It just didn't matter as much.
Because we were.
I'm not arguing that we weren't considered that way. Like I'm saying that I'm telling you where it stemmed from. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that's why I had mentioned that women didn't even have a vote. And then you're saying blacks could vote. And I'm saying he pointed the facts out. That's what it's saying. that they could vote, women couldn't. So even though you're saying like slaves, you know, were considered not human, I was saying that women were considered even less. They had nothing. And I was just relating it to how that became to that point where people are saying like, oh, well, we weren't even considered anything. No, we were just considered a less vote. It was written that way to have less vote. My whole point, what we got off of, was that it was written to be progressive. That in itself, that point right there is why it was progressive, because they were then, we slaves at that time were considered a vote. That's when it was written in the Constitution. It was meant to be progressive. That's only the only point that I was saying. So we have to continue that. I feel like at a certain point, the Constitution stopped being progressive. And we got to a point where we felt like we was comfortable. And I don't think that we're still in that place anymore because of how advanced we are with technology, how we are with communication, and a whole host of other reasons. But I just feel like we've outgrown it.
Yeah, I couldn't find detailed enough stuff about it without getting like deep into certain articles and stuff like that. Yeah. But it definitely said that like there is some factors that play there too, that even when pre-Civil War, mm-hmm. pre-Constitution or whatever, there was a lot of ways where they found to like not really let those votes count or mm-hmm. yeah. whatever, of course. So, I mean, to a degree, they're, even if they were voting and yeah. supposed to get three-fifths or whatever, they most likely were not even getting that either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's kind of, it's kind of like somewhere in the middle of what both you guys
I'm not
saying.
Arguing
what it looks like. I don't
know. I'm not arguing the action. Shit. I'm arguing how it was written.
Gotcha.
I'm saying that we need to align their actions mm-hmm. to how it was written. And it was written to be progressive, and that's where the downfall kind of came from in the conversation. But I just feel like we have to be focused on adhering to the actions that we can be good humans to each other, really.
Yeah.
And it goes back to our conversation, kind of coming back to that, is feeling like officers need to be able to hold other officers accountable. And that's really, I think, the biggest point of our conversation with this whole thing. It's frustrating to still keep going back to these stories, man. Like every time you I don't know, you feel comfortable, I guess. Like I can't even say that. Like I don't know what word to say.
I think the better word would be like how we forget it.
Yeah.
How like we forget the last one and then enough time goes past or whatever, you know yeah. what I mean? Or and I won't even say we, I'll just say like
we protest and say her name,
Yeah,
and then
the media,
like we
culture
slows down a little bit and then shit, something else happens. You're like, God damn. Like we gotta keep adding to the list of names and
I'm
like
tired
it's frustrating.
Of adding to that list, man.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And you can't use and it's always again, I'll go back to this again. I'm gonna say this one more time. When you have to start then justifying against the action, like I get frustrated having to talk to somebody who may be white, who then asks, "Well, what were they doing? What the fuck are you talking about? Like they were shot in the motherfucking back with a sandwich in their hand. What? Why? Why do I have
think,
to?
The fuck do you think they were doing?
Yeah, like that drives me crazy.
That's why I was like, do you think that he got into a shootout with it real quick and then still took his food home?
Right.
I think the
like,
only reason
you think that what happened?
I think the only reason Brandon was kind of saying what he was saying about that situation is when I like from the details I saw it, I want to say I saw the details like the day it happened or the day after, and it was the details were so vague, like mm-hmm. you just didn't have much. And then they were saying the one thing that definitely seemed weird to me was they said they didn't find a gun or
yeah.
they just found that he had the Subway sandwich or whatever. But then I saw a quote from, I think they said his mom, where they said, well, he has a concealed carry. And I'm like, what does that do with anything if they didn't find a gun? I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, man, maybe we're not getting into all the stories yeah. yet, whatever. And
I have all the stories I need.
The same thing like he's saying. I hate
I
that,
don't give a fuck
I hate
about
that
the
my
details.
Mind even goes there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hate that.
My mind doesn't go there.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the details of what he did before that. Like the man was
shot
walking
in the back, yeah.
into his home carrying food for his family.
But yeah. that so
and was shot in his back.
But that's why I thought what I thought about, like, damn, why does it have to be a gun that we use in like a police situation? Yeah. Because I understand.
We'll finish it with that. Like let's
okay.
let's end
yeah.
with that. Like why I'm not like wrapping up. I want to finish that thought in
because,
our wrap up. But like what else would we what else? What else?
Well, this is what I was thinking about. you kind of like combated that when we first brought it up about like, well, you need a gun in a gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
How often are these really gunfights? They don't seem to, it doesn't seem to be super often that police are in a gunfight. A lot of times,
I don't know enough to say, really.
I don't either, but a lot of times it seems like I would imagine, I think this is something that, even though this is an assumption and kind of putting out like a claiming to know the majority, I would say a majority of interactions with police and a civilian do not involve a gun with the civilian.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a crazy thing to say. So the fact that we think a gun, the cop has to have a gun in every single situation.
These, like the people that we've lost, they haven't been. It wasn't like there was like you said, like there's no gunfight.
Very few gunfights.
There's no gunfights. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
The person may have like a weapon on them that they're licensed for, like Flando Castile. He was killed in his car because he had his gun on him that he was licensed for, and then when he reaches for his license, the fucking cop did what he did.
Yeah, 95% of officers go through their entire careers without ever discharging their weapons.
I don't give a fuck about that stat.
I'm just he was talking about like how often is there a gunfight?
That's why he
90
that.
Only
it's
five
not often.
Exactly, that's the point. Only 5% of officers ever in their entire careers ever discharged their gun.
So that's why, to play devil's advocate here, and I hate being devil's advocate.
You can't be devil's
in this
advocate
situation.
You're already white.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm the devil in this situation in a lot of ways.
Nah, man, fuck that. I hate that shit. Go ahead. Say what you got to say. You ain't got to qualify it. You know, we know you white.
He's acknowledging that he's the white
devil. I know,
devil.
But it doesn't, it shouldn't have to be that way. It shouldn't have to be acknowledged. Yeah. It, there's, he can still play devil's advocate and not be
white devil's
racist.
But so with that 5%, that 5% is for sure including
that's
these
too
cases.
Fucking much.
No, yeah. But listen, it's for sure including these cases that we're bringing up. It has to, right? Because yeah. They're drawing their gun, they're shooting, whatever it's not. It doesn't feel like 5% because of the media and all that. It feels like this happens way more than
5%.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think about how large of a number 5% is in the grand scheme of police officers.
Right,
all
because
over.
How many, you seem to know it a few times before, how many people are in the U.S. and all that?
About the U.S. is 350 million.
That's what I'm saying. So
308 million.
5% of that is a good chunk. It's a good amount of people.
Still a few million people.
Yeah. And it's just to me, that's the only part.
331 million, my bad.
Gotcha. That's the only part.
331?
331 million.
In the U.S.?
In the United States, yep.
It used to be 350. What happened?
Nah.
Oh, shit,
I don't think it's ever been 350.
I think it was like a few years ago.
I don't know enough about that shit to even.
COVID-19, nigga.
Oh,
shit. I was just fucking. It's only 250,000 people died. Damn, I said only. I did not mean to say that disrespectfully. I just lost my.
No,
uncle.
You're saying only because of how much they gassed.
Yeah, because I don't want to say 20 million people. It's only. Relative to that, 250,000.
What was you saying, Aaron?
I was going to say, like, that's the only part that I don't like that I have that thought or whatever, but it's just, to me, it seems so real when you see numbers. It's like, damn, like, hold on. If we only even have, throw out whether it's black, white, throw out whatever, we only have 5% of situations where the gun is actually even drawn. So that even has in, that's even including situations where they didn't shoot. They just drew their gun.
No, they said used, right?
I thought he said drew.
Ever. No, used. Not drew. Used. Ever ever shot their gun. Ever shot it.
Oh, you said shot.
Only 5%.
Yeah. I thought you said
ever shot their gun in their entire career.
A word that was like,
nah,
man,
he
like
said
pull
used,
it out or whatever.
Like,
oh.
Bow.
Okay, but
oh, I said discharge.
Discharge.
I said.
Discharge.
So like, yeah, so they shot it. That's
oh,
what
like discharge
yeah.
a bullet. I got you, gotcha. I probably didn't pay attention to the word like I should have. But anyways, in that 5%, even if it's all of them, so now we know it's all of them, whatever.
What's 5% of 330 million? Like 17 million maybe? 15 million, something like that? That's a lot.
Ooh, so
but no, so but that's saying every person has a situation with a cop. We can't say that too, though. That's where I fucked up with those numbers too. We can't say that every.
So right now there's 700,000. Rough. There's 697,000. So I'll say 700,000 police officers in the United States. That means that 35,000 officers right now. So like we'll say 95%. All the cops today, there would be 35,000 officers who have shot their gun.
Out of how many you said?
At least one time.
700,000.
Out of 700,000. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's low. I mean, it's a lot of cops shooting, but I don't know how many of them are also getting shot at. How many also, like, I don't know enough. I think none of
them.
Well,
from what we have seen in the past few years, none of them have been shot at.
Yeah, I mean, valid point.
And you can add them all to that list of that 35,000.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll just end on this or with my part of it, I dislike, for the same reason we were talking about, I think last week when we were saying, like, I hate how when somebody, LeBron says something, it's like, oh, black athlete says this. In any of these situations, they're always going to, like, ramp up these situations, I feel like. Everybody does. But at the same time, rightfully so, because we want them to fucking stop. So they got to ramp. It has to be ramped up. We all kind of have to ramp them up to a degree, right? I mean, because we want some change. We want it to be different. But I think it then gives the – that's why I said, like, I don't want to be devil's advocate in this situation because I don't agree with a lot of the that side of it. But I think that's what gives some fuel to the other fires of, like, okay, well, when this happens and it's a white dude that gets shot, it's a Hispanic dude that gets shot, whatever, we don't even fucking hear about it. We don't even hear about it. We've had that conversation, mm-hmm. like I told you before. I can't name anybody like a name, like how we have so many names.
Yeah, non-black.
I can't name them.
I actually saw a white dude get shot by cops and killed.
Like in person?
Yeah, it was in front of my house. When I lived on Whitethorn.
Was he doing something wild or did they overreact?
I can't remember where they came from. I just started hearing it. Like I was in my mom's room watching TV and her bed was like right here. Within like the next 4 feet was the window to the front yard. So okay. I saw everything.
I feel like I came down there. I feel like I was down there.
No, it was just me in the house.
No, I wasn't down the house, but I feel like I came down there. Like there was a whole bunch of cops around and everything.
Oh, yeah, that shit was literally right across the street. Like I looked out my window. I saw the white dude on the, like laying on his car.
Yeah.
And he was bleeding. I think he had a gun on him. It was like a little revolver or something. And I seen a cop, one or two cops in front of him. Like one or two cops behind him, and I don't know where the fuck they came from, because I don't think they was out there the whole time. But I don't fucking know. I just heard shooting. But when a white person gets killed by cops, they don't display it.
Yeah, and that's what I think. Like I said, that adds fuel to a conversation that I don't like to a degree, because it does just take distraction away from the fact we have a fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem with shooting unarmed black people, but the. To me, what it makes me think of, because I have a very different way of thinking than a lot of people on that other side, is to me, it's like, yeah, we have a fucking problem apparently with shooting unarmed citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, I don't want to. Like, period. I don't want to single it to black people.
Yeah, like but no, and I don't want to discredit it by saying people. I just have the mentality, because you guys know what my thoughts on everything. It's a human, it's a citizen.
Right.
I don't give a damn about the color, whatever. I want them not to be shot if they don't deserve, like, and almost no one deserves to be shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to use deserve. I just don't want someone's life to be ended on a situation that's where I really, really understand, like, why are we letting a cop be judge and jury in that situation? Because sometimes somebody's getting pulled over for some bullshit, like, traffic offense. Or they're getting pulled over because of some dumb warrant for something that, like, they might go do a night in jail or 30 days, but then they die. So they basically got sentenced to death for a turn signal mm-hmm. violation. And that's what I don't like about the guns, to bring it back to that, whatever.
Nobody that the cops have killed, since we've been seeing it more and more over, like, the last 5 years, none of them deserve to die.
Mm-mm.
Not a single one of them.
Nope.
Even Mike Brown, who got into a fight, a tussle with the cop, he didn't deserve to die.
Nope.
Trayvon Martin got into a tussle with George Zimmerman. He didn't deserve to die. None of them deserve to die. That's the thing
that hits me the hardest now. That's why now I went back to the, like, damn, like, does it have to be a goddamn gun?
What is this? What would be?
I don't know.
I'm not asking like,
I feel
solution
like,
to solve a whole bunch of problems, but I mean, like, no, what would you could? What,
there needs to be legislation.
But what? No, I'm saying, like, if it wasn't a gun, what would it be? I'm trying to.
I don't care what form of. I don't care what they use to kill someone. I don't give a fuck what it is. Whether they choke them, they shoot them, whatever. They should not be killing citizens.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point too, because George Floyd wasn't a gun.
That agreed.
Neither was Eric Garner.
Yeah.
That agreed. I was just going off of what his point was.
I was just gonna, my only come back to that, because like, I don't know. Like I mean, I'm being honest as possible, I don't know.
There needs to be some type of legislation.
But there are also other countries, but I think those other countries where they can get away with, like, not having the cops have guns and stuff like that, they also,
we care,
for the most part, they don't
care
let
too
the
much.
Citizens, right? They
we
don't
care more about our guns here in the United States than any other country.
And I think we have, I think they say we have more in the U.S. than the whole world combined, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Like, there's
we sell them to other countries.
Yeah, you're not going to get rid of them.
Like, over in England, there's about 125,000 cops.
I feel like.
There's 5,600 firearms that police officers
have. Like, one of our most number one American-made thing.
It's guns.
It's guns.
Yeah, that's there's nothing more American than fucking guns.
No.
People love
guns. I would like to look that up, actually. I wonder what the most produced item in the United States is. Yeah.
Hey, we can do it. I'm going to
look that shit up.
It's guns and Mountain Dew.
Newport. It's probably Newport.
I'm actually serious. Really? Like, Mountain Dew, I used to work at Pepsi. Mountain Dew is the most popular drink of
which is crazy. I think it's
the United States.
I hate Mountain Dew.
And it's been like that for years. Like, bro, nobody loves Mountain Dew more than Americans, bro.
Damn. Number one is planes, helicopters, and spacecraft.
What?
What the
I would not have guessed planes.
We said America, not NASA. That's what NASA does.
This is super weird. Like, I don't know why Google bought this. So I Googled most produced item in the United States, and it brought plane. I mean, I feel like this is kind of like a shitty.
I mean, we make a lot of planes here, too.
A shitty.
Cars.
Cars is on here.
I would not have thought cars either.
Refined petroleum.
I think a lot of guns don't come from America.
I wonder what. Is that like when in the world though? Like we produce more than what?
I think that's kind of industry we have a big role in or something.
Yeah,
like
I wonder
that.
What that
seems
be.
Like that.
That
when
I
a little
question.
Bit lower, it says what is the most manufactured product, and I think that answers it better. And it says phone system devices, so like pieces of phones. It sounds like.
I don't think a lot of guns are American made. Like, a lot of them come from other countries.
Mine is.
What you got? Medications is definitely high on the list, too.
I can't remember. I swear, it's made in a state. I feel like it starts with a W. I can't remember what state it's in.
Wisconsin? Wyoming?
I don't know. I can't remember exactly. I just remember
Wichita?
The guy telling me about
Wichita
it.
Wichita's not a state.
It's a city, though. Is it Washington?
What? All right.
We got
on a tangent about cop killings.
Do y'all agree that there should be legislation?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I voted. Like, when I voted, there was that. I don't know if you guys seen that or if you voted.
I think
or whatever.
Police reform passed.
It did.
Yeah,
but
what was that issue, too?
I don't think that there's much going to come from it. But, I mean, it's nice to see the progression.
I don't want police reform. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I want to know what it means, too. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking,
like are
this
you gonna
is
give
kind of
them
pointless.
More training?
It means whatever they actually put into place
you,
or pass.
Like,
you know
to
I mean?
Me, police reform means more training.
So
that's not going to help.
A friend of mine was saying that if you, because like there's been like, you know, y'all have heard the conversations about abolishing the police departments.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of brought along.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
No, that's where everybody
so
gets
listen,
a little bit too
here's,
crazy.
Here's a different perspective.
But at the same time, though.
Here's a different perspective. When you go and when you're thinking about the police showing up, the police, remember along the lines what you were saying, they're the ones that are causing the dangerous situation. Mm-hmm. When you come there and they have a gun, then you're presenting something in that situation. What if you sent someone there that had an expertise in talking and figuring out conflict resolution versus somebody who's not trained in conflict resolution, who has a gun, who just wants everybody to shut the fuck up and move over to the side, and somebody's got to go. Somebody's going to go to jail because we got to defuse the situation.
Well, that's what I think some cops used to have that.
Conflict resolution?
It was like a mental health person on staff.
Yeah, but how are you going to train? We're asking cops to be the everyman mm-hmm. when they show up to a situation. And
no doubt.
And I don't know if that is
the right way.
I don't know if mm-hmm. fair is the right word for me to say.
It's not
I don't,
the right way.
But yeah, it's not.
That was something I thought about a minute ago when we were talking, and I was like, but it sounds so stupid too at the same time because you can't always decide what a cop is going to run into.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was going to also say, like, damn, you almost feel like, why the fuck does a cop that does traffic violations
need to show up to a domestic violence situation.
Need a gun. Mm. And if they're pulling somebody over for their seatbelt, like maybe your gun needs to get left in the car, but then you can't say that because they pull the dude over for a seatbelt. They get to the car and dude pulls his gun out. They ain't got the gun. Now the person who said that looks like an idiot. So,
Well, think about this. You need 4 years of medical schooling to be a doctor, 4 years of lawyer school to be a lawyer. 4 years of school to be an engineer. You need 6 weeks of training to be a cop.
Yeah. But what's your pay? You're not paying when you get those degrees
Now,
I'm not saying that cops need to be a 4 year. You need to train for 4 years. I'm not saying that because I think that's too long.
But they have ongoing. I mean, they have ongoing training. It depends on the department, too.
This training has to be awful. None of it's working.
The departments the funding of the departments plays a big role, because if you don't have the funding, then you're not going to have the training.
Police have humongous budgets.
They do, but they're only doled out.
Did you know the budget, the police budget in New York is $6 billion?
Is
that necessary?
I don't know, bro.
The way it's doled out from the Fraternal Order of Police, like, it's based on so many different factors, you know, like, it's just crazy, because when you start looking at numbers and going deeper into things, they don't make sense.
Anytime you look at money spending within the government, it's always going to end up making no sense.
If you start sending cops to prison, I bet you this shit starts to stop.
Yeah.
And that's very possible.
And that's where I feel
bet it stops. These motherfuckers just act with whatever with a fucking
impunity. I love
impunity.
That idea, man, that gets brought up on Rogan a lot, where he talks about, I think it's him that brings it up, where he talks about, like, and this happens in some other countries and stuff too, where the police should really be required to, first of all, keep a certain physical, like, be in good shape type thing or whatever, mm-hmm. because they need to be ready for whatever. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing would be they need to be trained heavily in, like, combative situations, mm-hmm. like fighting or regularly practice that stuff.
Yeah, you know what?
So that when a situation goes down, they don't freak out and grab their gun. Yeah. They feel like I'll choke this dude out, or I can do this. I can put him in this arm lock. I can do this. Like, they need to be so, like, confident in that, mm-hmm. that they're not so quick to pull their gun.
Here's the funny thing.
I like that idea.
The gun is supposed to be the last line of defense already. It's already supposed to be that. But they're never taking the steps necessary before the gun comes
out. It almost seems like in a lot of the videos and stuff, too, it seems like it's like the first.
That's the first thing it does.
Somebody's doing something that they don't like.
That's movies and TV where they're learning from. You know what I mean? That's best behavior.
Who the fuck taught you how to be a cop? Naked gun?
So when we were kids, I hated certain things that were fat. I hated fat cops and I hated fat doctors.
Fat cops always annoyed the fuck out of me. Like, I have no idea why you're
the two that he just said.
I have no idea why you're a cop and you're fat and you can't.
How would you
allow yourself to get to that?
That got under my skin. I was like, and then growing up to know that they had to pass physicals. It's like, what the fuck kind of physical are they passing?
Some of the cops that we had at our schools and neighborhoods.
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you passing?
How did you pass the physical?
I saw. I went to what store was I? I was just at the store. I was at Kroger's today on High Street
or Kroger.
Kroger. Fuck you. I'm from the streets, son.
No, don't get me wrong, because I do it too, and I'll say
Walmart's.
Yeah.
Hey, like, listen, I went to Kroger's earlier today, and there was a security guard in there, but he was like 60, and he could barely move.
Well, in security, I feel like he could be. That's like a retirement job from an officer.
No, it's not.
You don't think so? Security?
No, it's not. No. Especially a Kroger's on campus. It's like a whole bunch of homeless people down there. Anything could go off.
Kroger is sketchy sometimes.
I think it gets somebody
because it's in a nice area.
I was doing Uber.
It's not really a nice area.
But it's like
just campus.
It's like such a mixture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was doing Uber and pulled up to pick somebody up.
Like
somebody ran out with they were shot.
Exactly. Look.
They ran straight out into the street. They almost got hit by a car.
Like you got $1,000 houses out there behind Kroger's, but literally across the street, there's five people sleep on the sidewalk.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's, but it, there's no way someone's 60, and not even I can see if you're 60 and you in shape.
What do you expect them to do at 60? Yeah,
not be security.
Oh no, I'm saying I'm talking about
Walmart and greet people or something.
No, I'm agreeing with you on your side. I'm saying, like, when you're a security guard, as when you're hiring them for that, like,
that
what are you
hiring them? What the
what
do
you expect them to do at that age when you make them a security guard?
What I expect is you don't make people 60 years old security guards.
I'm saying
you lower your cap on age limit.
I'm saying, what are the people employing them like? What are they expecting from him?
They shouldn't be employing them. Is what I'm saying.
You don't even want to get to that point.
You have to meet a certain age to get a job. They have to stop you when you get to a certain age to get a job.
Hey, as long as they got that gun, they can do the
Nah, bro, these is like regular security. They don't got guns.
They got,
on.
They got a really long again, flashlight.
What are they? What are they expected to do?
They're not to be hired. That's what I'm saying. The, they should not be hiring 60-year-old people to be security.
But I'm saying, what? Like right
let me
now,
ask you a question. Let me ask
he
you.
Has this job. Yeah. What is he expected to do? Well, I want to know. I want to know what he's expected to
so
do.
So the funny thing is, my dad made
a post. He had a whistle.
My dad made a post about this one time, and it was like the comments were so like totally different sided. With like older people that were like my dad's age were saying like kind of what Brent is saying, like and what my dad was saying, like, this is fucking ridiculous. Why is this old ass dude, whatever? Because my dad watched somebody walk out and told the dude, and he was just like, oh yeah, like,
yeah,
he kind of like blew it off or whatever. And my dad was like disgusted by it and said, like, you know what I mean, like, some like isn't that what the security guard is for, this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. But then like even my perspective a little bit too, I had to tell him, like, you got to understand, I remember when I worked retail, they would tell the like loss prevention people there, yep, and whatever. Like,
I was just about to say that. I was waiting for you to finish.
You can't just go tackle somebody that, yep, steals and stuff like that, because then you can hurt them and get sued for that and all this random shit. So it's like they really don't have any power, no. B. So that's why, in a way, they're not really supposed to do anything anyways. They're literally supposed to like watch and like maybe tell on people, yeah, or like catch it or be able to go tell people when to look at the
who are
look
they
at the
telling
cameras, the security, like it, so like
no, who is security telling?
Eventually tell the police with camera footage or with if a crazy situation goes down.
So in retail, the all of those things are just a facade. They're all just to help deter the
people
average
from doing it in
thief
the first place, yeah,
not the career thief. The career thief is going to get away.
They
but the average
career thief. Like,
no, listen.
If you just have a little bit of intelligence.
Listen.
You see an old ass man over there with,
yeah,
no nothing on him. Like, oh,
because the average,
I'm gonna steal something. I ain't never stole nothing in my life. I'm gonna steal something today because he can't catch me.
Yeah, but those. It's just perception, though. It's all it is perception.
Like, he's not going to chase me,
yeah,
if he's 20.
So listen, even that security, yeah, I was about to say that. Even, yeah, that security guard that's younger.
I hate perception sometimes.
Even that security guard that's younger.
I hate perception sometimes.
Yeah. He's not allowed to do anything. If you walk, right? So like,
who is a 60-year-old man going to deter?
Wait, listen. If you,
I don't get it.
If you go and pick up something,
let one of us be a security guard.
I'm not.
They might think twice about it.
Right, probably. But if you grab something and you walk past like an aisle or something and you don't see that item anymore, you are not allowed to assume that I pocketed it. You have to have kept your vision
they
on
gotta
me.
They got to be able to see it.
Yeah. So if they're there
and
they're walking 60, and
they're
walking, just looking
anymore
around.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good
they're
point
supposed to be able to look at you.
What is he seeing with 60-year-old vision?
Yeah.
There's four of me. I'm 7 feet away from him.
We're
seeing
discriminating
four
against
I was just about to say, like, you are being so ageist right now. I'm not part of this, just by the way. All I know, I appreciate everybody who is up in age.
I respect my elders.
I respect all of my elders. Brent doesn't. I just want to point that out, is that he doesn't. So
you don't respect. Do you respect me?
Who are you?
I'm your elder, nigga.
Oh, shit, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Oh, now he came in.
I don't respect you at all.
I told him he was cool, bro.
Sometimes silence answers the question, yeah, so loud, doesn't it?
And then he keep calling me grandpa.
I was,
oh, shit.
I was waiting for him to finish what he was saying.
Oh, man.
He's gonna keep saying that, huh?
Oh, we're gonna wrap this up.
Oh, shit. Hey, I learned a lot, but I don't think we need to go through it. So let's play the music.